Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today we're going to be recapping Monster Jam from El Paso, Texas. Monster Jam's return to El Paso for the first time since March 8th, 2020, which was the very last Monster Jam show ever pre-COVID-19. So pretty cool. Returning back to this spot, I love El Paso ever since I was a kid. I always loved that spot. It was one of those dream spots to go to for me, especially the day show, which the day show in 2020 wasn't even really a day show. Got delayed about 3 hours and it was rainy the whole day, so that was not really an El Paso day show. So I finally got my El Paso day show this past weekend on Sunday. So let's go recap the results and all the highlights from Monster Jam in El Paso this weekend. Super good show that we, every stadium this year has got pretty much like that super good lineup with all the good drivers, you know, all on one tour. So really cool to see a place like El Paso get that, because I mean, you know, usually that's only saved for places like Houston and Dallas and, you know, Rutherford and Foxborough and places like that, usually postseason. But it's cool to see, you know, places like New Orleans get a show like that, and, you know, places like El Paso that don't usually get stuff like that. So that's really cool. Let's get into the lineup right now, starting off with Bakugan Dragonoid, Camden Murphy, El Toro Loco, Armando Castro, Gravedigger Adam Anderson, Mock Warrior Bryce Kenny, Jurassic Attack Paul Jensen, Mags D Tom Mentz, Monster Energy Tala Duke, Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy Cynthia Gautier, Rockwell Red Dave Olfert, which is really cool to see him get his first time in a stadium, Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson, Vendetta Mike Christensen, and Wrecky Machine Jeff Souza, who I believe first time working for the Team Throttle Monster, gets a spot on a stadium show. So that's really cool. He impressed me too on a stadium. I mean, he impressed me in Tacoma couple weeks ago when he was there on the big floor, and he also did pretty dang good this weekend in El Paso. So let's start off with Saturday evening points. Start off with the racing. So round one, we had Bakugan Dragonoid defeat Rockwell Red David Olfert, and for round one, Son of a Digger defeating El Toro Loco Armando Castro, Tala Duke Monster Energy defeating Jurassic Attack Paul Jensen, Adam Anderson Gravedigger defeating Dalmatian Galaxy Cynthia Gautier, all in round one. So round two, we had Bakugan Dragonoid defeat Mohawk Warrior, Son of a Digger defeat Wrecking Machine, Monster Energy defeat Mags D, and Gravedigger defeat Vendetta. So we had Bakugan, Son of a Digger, Monster Energy, and Gravedigger in the semifinals. Bakugan Dragonoid defeats Son of a Digger, Camden Murphy takes the win over Ryan Anderson Redemption from the last weekend in Glendale. And Adam Anderson defeats Todd LeDuc, leading your final round to be Bakugan Dragonoid versus Gravedigger, and your winner, Camden Murphy, Bakugan Dragonoid, defeats Adam Anderson, which is really cool. That means Camden Murphy is 3-for-3 in racing in El Paso. He is currently, at this part of time, undefeated in El Paso, Texas. Super cool. Really cool, because Camden Murphy won the last two shows there in 2020, and that was his first time there. So really cool, keeping up that streak. Now for your Great Clip Skills Challenge. Starting from the bottom, we have Rockwell Red with only a 4.723. El Paso judges are really bad, everyone. It's not even close. Pretty much nothing here is accurate or in the right spot where it should be. A lot of people got screwed, so don't even like pay mind to it. I'll tell you the real results of how it should be. So, starting from 12th, we have Rockwell Red, 4.723. Wrecky Machine, 6.120. Jurassic Attack, 6.657. Mohawk Warrior, 7.301. Dragonoid, 7.769. Vendetta, 7.882. Mags D, 7.895. Son of a Digger, 8.096. Dalmatian Galaxy, 8.259. El Toro Loco, 8.284. Monster Energy, 8.654. And your winner, Gravedigger Adam Anderson, 9.419. Nobody really put on that winning skills challenge run for the first show in El Paso. It was not the best skills challenge on the night show. And I'd say for, you know, what he did, Adam probably should have got the skills challenge win just because he executed his two hits the way he wanted to. No one else really hit that perfect skills run, and you know, including Tom Enns, Ryan Anderson, and all that. So that's why Adam Anderson was your skills challenge winner in El Paso. And now your freestyle results, starting from the bottom again. We have Wrecking Machine last with a 5.734, Vendetta 6.479, Rockwell Red 6.838, Jurassic Attack 7.331, Dragonoid 8.112, El Toro Loco 8.324, Son of a Digger 8.478, Dalmatian Galaxy 8.558, Max D 8.911, Todd LeDuc Monster Energy 8.978, Mohawk Warrior 9.356, and again, it leaves one truck for your freestyle winner. Gravedigger Adam Anderson 9.655, winning freestyle. It was either Adam or Tom Enns that probably had the best freestyle run of the night. Probably for Saturday night, the freestyle winner actually should have been Adam. I think Adam, the wins he got, I think he did deserve amongst everyone. He didn't really just get Gravedigger points, which definitely tends to happen in El Paso. But yeah, I think that's about it. Not really many like notable highlights from show one in El Paso, but you know, show two was a lot better, if you ask me, the day show. So let's just go over the overall event points for Saturday evening. Coming in 12th, Rockwell Red with 8 points, 11th Jurassic Attack 8 points, 10th, Wrecking Machine, 9 points. 9th, Vendetta, 16 points. 8th, El Toro Loco, 18. 7, Dalmatian Galaxy, 20. 6th, Max D, 21 points. 5th, Bakugan, 22 points. 4th, Mohawk Warrior, 22 points. 3rd, Son of a Digger, 24 points. 2nd, Monster Energy, Taladuke, 31 points. And your overall event winner, Gravedigger Adam Anderson, with 35 points. Only 1 point from sweeping the entire event. If he would have won racing, he would have sweeped the entire event. So, Adam definitely did dominate that first show in El Paso, and I don't think anyone would dispute that he shouldn't have won the overall event championship. I think he earned that one pretty fair and square. So, let's move on to results from Sunday afternoon, the El Paso Day Show, which is one of the most beautiful shows that Monster Jam gets every year, the way the sun hits that stadium. Beautiful, I love it. So, let's get on to the racing results for Sunday. We had Max D, Tom Enns defeat Wrecking Machine in round one. Bakugan Dragonoid defeat Dalmatian Galaxy. Mohawk Warrior defeat Vendetta. El Toro Loco defeat Monster Energy. And, let me see why. El Toro Loco defeated Monster Energy in round one. It was really cool. It looked like Todd got a late start for some reason. Maybe there were some truck issues because he came off the line at least a second after Armando did, and Armando took the win. So, really cool. Moving on to round two, Max D defeated Son of a Digger, fair and square. Really cool. Usually Ryan is, you know, unmatched in racing, but he was matched this weekend. He wasn't really doing too good in pretty much any of the competitions. Bakugan Dragonoid defeated Jurassic Attack round two. Gravedigger defeated Mohawk Warrior. And Monster Energy comes back into round two and defeats El Toro Loco again. Monster Energy was the fast loser because Rockwell Red had some engine problems and didn't start up for the entire show on Sunday, which really sucks. David Olfert kind of got some really bad luck there in El Paso on the second show. So Todd LeDuc, after losing to Armando, defeats him in the next round, because Armando flips over in racing, and just like he did the week before, and Todd capitalizes and moves on. Your semifinals, Bakugan Dragonoid defeating Tom Enns Max D, and Gravedigger defeating Monster Energy, and we have a rematch from the night before with the same outcome. Bakugan Dragonoid Camden Murphy defeats Gravedigger Adam Anderson. So, same results right now. Moving on to skills challenge, starting from the bottom, Rockwell Red does not compete, so no score. Vendetta 5.606, Wrecking Machine 6.438, Jurassic Attack 6.597, Dalmatian Galaxy 6.757, Moloch Warrior 7.610, Monster Energy 7.845, Gravedigger 8.226, Max D 8.464, third Bakugan Dragonoid 8.567, second Son of a Digger 9.132, and your winner El Toro Loco Armando Castro with a stadium competition win 9.476 coming in the skills challenge. Really cool. This was a lot better skills challenge. This day two than day one was. I mean, some notable moments were. Let's start off with Armando's skills run. Balanced it for just about as long as you can before they tell you to stop. Really cool. Did really good on that. Tala Duke came out with a bicycle, kind of over-rotated onto the lid and pulled it right back over. Really, really cool, one-wheel save. Ryan Anderson had a great run. The night before, he didn't really have such a good skills challenge run, but the second the day show, really nice. Just, the way he was balancing on two wheels. Nothing like, no bicycle to moonwalks or sidewall donuts, but really cool bicycles. Really slow moving cool bicycles. That was cool. Something I also love is when people come out and do the donuts in the El Paso shows, because it's really dusty track. Flings the dust everywhere. The trucks are covered in it. Trucks like Jurassic Attack, Max D, Tom Menz, and Wreck-It Machine were doing donuts that whole weekend. And moving on to freestyle, let's go over the points. Ruckle Red, again, did not compete the whole show, so he comes in last. Wreck-It Machine, 5.778, 11th. 10th, 5.890 for Vendetta. Jurassic Attack, 6.305. Moloch Warrior, 6.374. Dragonoid, 6.389. Son of a Digger, 8.138. Monster Energy, 8.263. El Toro Loco, 8.319. Coming in third, Gravedigger, 8.920. Coming in second, Max D, 9.023. And your freestyle winner for El Paso was Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy with a 9.533, which I do not think is deserved in this show, because Dalmatian Galaxy, I think it was the best run I've ever seen, at least in person, Cynthia Gauthier put on. It was not a bad run at all, but the reason why I got such a high score was because it was the first backflip of the night, or excuse me, the day. And no matter what, that's always going to get big points. So, and when you give the power of judging to the people of El Paso, then you're definitely not going to get anything accurate coming out of that. I think Tom Menz was clearly the freestyle winner from show 2 in El Paso. Again, no one was really on their groove in freestyle this show, except for Tom. Tom, whenever you have a show where people are kind of off or, not having the same flow they usually do, Tom Menz is always the guy who keeps that flow. So, really cool. And moving on to your overall points. Rockwell Red, 0 points. Wreck-It Machine, 8 points. Vendetta, 9 points. Jurassic Attack, 14 points. What's funny is that Team Throttle Monster is, unfortunately, at the bottom 4 of the 12 on both nights. They are both, on both nights, all 4 of them are at the bottom, just in different order, which sucks. A lot of bad luck for the team, and a lot of terrible judging just because their trucks don't have horns or tails. So I said Jurassic Attack 14, Moloch Warrior 19 points, Dalmatian 19 points, even with getting a freestyle win. Monster Energy 24 points, Son of a Digger 25 points, El Toro Loco 26, coming in third, Dragonoid 28 points, second, Gravedigger 29 points, and your overall event champion, Tom Menz and Max D, for Sunday show in El Paso. Really good stuff. Really good shows in El Paso. I love that stadium. Love going there. I will be there once again in March for Monster Jam, for Stadium Torriello. Super excited for that. But if you guys enjoyed, make sure you subscribe to me on the Bleav Podcast Network. Make sure to subscribe to the Bleav Podcast Network anywhere you are. Subscribe to Bleav in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. Make sure, if you want to check out footage from the show, go to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. Subscribe to me there. Got about 74,000 subscribers now, where I've been to over 70. I think at this point I've been to over 70 shows this year. If you want to check out footage from 70-plus Monster Jam shows this year, head over to Monster Jam Lord. Don't plan on stopping anytime soon. And yeah, that's about it, everybody. My next upcoming shows, I got Dallas, Texas, October 16th. I got Houston, October 23rd. I got Reno, October 30th. Looks like the last show of the year will be Albuquerque, November 6th. And I think that's it for this episode, everybody. If you enjoyed, again, like this, share this podcast, subscribe, and so you don't keep up with all the new Believe in Monster Trucks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.